Okay, welcome everybody to From Rock Bottom to Badass. I've got a really amazing and special guest. Her name is Carissa. Is it Barbados?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And me and Carissa have known each other for a while now on social media, following each other and supporting each other through all the cool things that we've been doing. So I'm really, really excited to have her on. Carissa, how are you doing?
I am so good. Thank you for having me on.
You're so welcome. I'm so excited. Okay, so we'll dive right in. Will you tell all the people, who are you?
Yes, I am Carissa. I'm a mentor and I help anyone, but mainly millennial females, find their why and their happiness. And the way that I do that is through helping them get an understanding of their nature, their interests, their values, tendencies, so they can start designing life their own way. Because I believe that anybody can be happy, but the only way to be happy is to do it in a way that works for you. So we can all achieve the same result of knowing our why and happiness, but we have to do it in different ways. And a lot of people don't know that. That's why you can't mimic exactly what somebody else does and expect to get the same results. And, you know, also just getting people out of the comparison trap. So yeah. I am also an author. I have a book called Eccentricities of an Earth Goddess, and it talks about the 10 universal traits of powerhouse women and how to channel your inner magic. And I'm also a podcaster of the Made for More broadcast.
That is amazing. You are so phenomenal. Can you tell people what kind of things outside of work, and like you've had all these amazing accomplishments, but like, if you take all that away, what would you put after your I am?
I am a really good friend. I am an influencer, and that doesn't necessarily mean in the social media space. What I mean is I can influence the way people feel. I make people feel very comfortable to talk to me. So I would still call myself a mentor, but more, you know, in a different setting than social media.
Amazing.
Thank you.
You told me earlier that you identify with having sort of a recovery journey or a rebirth scenario in your life where you had to kind of go from being one way to another way. Can you
mm-hmm. Absolutely. So there was two situations actually, but the main one started with depression, which I got in college. I loved college and I was happy in college for the most part, but I also faced the deepest, darkest depression of my life. And it wasn't until just a few weeks ago that I realized that it was because I wasn't really ready to be thrown out into the quote unquote real world. Like it, you know, all of a sudden, as long as, you know, childhood feels, at the same time, adulthood all of a sudden just sneaks up on you. And I think it gave me a lot of anxiety and depression because I was just like, how am I going to get through this? And there were a lot of things that I had to do to really rise out of that. And to be honest, I still face those things today, but not to the point where they're debilitating, because back then it was the point where I couldn't even function. And then the most recent time, which is a totally different situation, was a few years ago, back in 2017, when I was working a job that was 60 hours a week and totally misaligned with my values. I was doing it because of living in Los Angeles. You can't really live there without a job. Like, nobody has that luxury. And so I got this job, but it was against everything that I stood for. Like, things were out of integrity and there wasn't a lot of personal development involved. And, you know, of course there was this, the client customer is always right mentality, which eventually just kills your soul. And that's what it was doing to me. Yeah. It was killing my soul. And I knew one day that I just couldn't do it anymore. So I took a chance on myself and decided, and I talk about this in my podcast on my first episode, that I was just going to drive Uber. And I was going to drive Uber and work on my business on the side. And that was what allowed me to do my group programs. That was what allowed me to actually finish and publish my book, because I had the time that I barely had before. When I was working that job, I used to volunteer with animals every Sunday. And I used to, you know, do fun things like yoga and, you know, all that. And I had to quit everything that I was passionate about because I didn't have time. So doing Uber, even though like everybody would see that as a downgrade, and obviously I wasn't going to be making as much money as I would in a job. It was the best decision I could have ever made, and it saved my sanity.
Amazing. So. I love that. And it just kind of ties right back into what you were saying at the beginning about that, you know, everybody can create a life that they're happy in. It just is going to be unique to them and what makes sense to them, right? So like what you're doing with switching to Uber, like might not have made sense to everybody else in your life. They'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
But exactly.
Fucking saving my soul. Get out of my way.
Exactly. You know, I mean, I really believe that the worst thing that you can do in your life is to defy your soul, because no matter what, if you have that inner fire burning, it is never going to stop. Like it can stop for 3 months, 6 months, you can ignore it for a year even, but it's going to keep coming back. And what I always like to remind people is that because it's going to keep coming back, do you want to start now when you feel the urge the first time or the second time or even third time? Or do you want to keep ignoring it, suppressing it, and then wish that you would have started a long time ago?
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. Cause it always comes back, right? You can't push it, stay away forever. Like it will definitely just scream louder.
Did you experience that at all?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Still I am.
Exactly. It doesn't go away.
To do different things that I'm doing now. You know, every time you get the call to do something bigger and greater for yourself, it's scary every single time. So can you talk about how things like going through depression and feeling that those extreme calls, like how did the experiences that you went through change you as a person?
I don't know that they necessarily changed me. I would say they amplified me. So everything that I would normally do for myself and do for a person, I did it on a more extreme level. One thing that I think anybody can tell you about me is that I'm very supportive of anything that anybody wants to do. Anything, I will tell them, go for it. And I think what having the depression did, because a lot of it was also related to my calling and my purpose, is I speak out more when I want to encourage people. I don't stay silent about it when I see somebody doing good things or when I see that somebody might need somebody to talk to in a situation. Mm-hmm. And then as far as what it did for me was it allowed me to realize that it's okay to defy gravity. And to defy what everybody else is telling me, because again, it doesn't matter what anybody else says. If I'm unhappy, I'm the one that's going to have to live with that forever. So I amplified the things that I like to do on a regular basis and just did more of it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense. So it just kind of brought out like your truth.
Exactly.
You moved into your truth. What helped you survive your experiences in time? Like, so when you were stuck at the job you didn't like when you were in the midst of the depressions, like what do you think of you in those darkest moments?
So when it came to the job, what quote unquote like saved me was knowing that I was doing my own thing. So for example, while I was working the job, I worked with my first coach and I did my first group program. And even though I was years into my personal development journey, being around people and actually being in that energy and just not listening to it from a podcast or an audiobook or reading it online, like actually being immersed in it is what tremendously helped. And then also seeing how possible it was, because I think that when I was really down and out in the job, I didn't realize that you could start your own business. And I don't want to say thrive right away, because nobody thrives right away. Like you and I were talking about that. It's one of those things where, you know, you do have to put in some effort in the beginning and it's not going to move as quickly as you'd like. But I think when I was at the job, I thought that it was going to be like years away, or I thought that entrepreneurship was something that you have to have like decades of experience before you're qualified to do it. So what it showed me was that I can fast track, essentially. So being in the group program and then launching my own business while I was working, also writing my book, attending conferences. And then when it came to the depression, I really just had to do everything that I possibly could to heal myself. And this is what I teach people is you have to have everything going in your favor, as many things going in your favor as possible. So what that means is good nutrition, moving your body every day, you know, getting out and talking to people, filling your mind with positive content, whether that's reading or, you know, watching funny videos on YouTube. You just have to do as many things as possible to have everything work in your favor. And it's like playing bingo. Everybody is going to need a different combination of different things. Like some people might need more human interaction. Some people might need more exercise than others. Some people might need more, you know, inner work and spirituality than others. But again, going back to it, they can still get the same result.
Right. So like find your own combination of your things that
exactly
are going in your favor. I love that. So I know you from social media, so I know that you're a very spiritual person already. Can you tell me the spiritual part of your journey?
Yes. So I love spirituality. I don't connect with anything on a religious basis, but I am a huge believer in energy and frequency and, you know, vibes, and that, you know, just like you said at the beginning of this conversation, I can tell that it is heart-centered. I think a lot of it has to do with intuition. And for me, it all started with yoga. I did a yoga teacher training when I was in college. And what I realized after doing so much yoga was that even just the physical practice and a teacher guiding you, through their words, it starts to change the way that you talk to yourself. It starts to change the thoughts that come into your mind. And, you know, for lack of a better word, it just makes you more enlightened. And it's like you meet your higher self, you meet your soul. So that's what spirituality has been for me, is meeting my soul. And ever since I started doing yoga on a regular basis, I started diving deeper into things like mirror work, into things like attraction. And it's like one thing builds off of another, but I would say that doing yoga in college and doing yoga teacher training is where it all started.
Amazing. I think yoga was one of my first things too. I can even remember as far back as being in like middle school and doing the yoga. It was called Wailana yoga, and it was like on TV at like 5 o'clock in the mornings.
And you did that?
And before I would go to school, I would do Wailana yoga. Hang on. Yeah, so my journey kind of started with yoga too. And
I can't believe that it started at 5 a.m. when you were in high school or middle school, because I wouldn't have been up that early.
It was this adorable Asian lady, and she had the softest, sweetest voice, and she would always be doing yoga like on these big rocks by the beach.
That is, I mean, sounds like the dream.
That was so bright. That's my dream. Okay, so what are you still dealing with? What are you at this point in your life? What are you working on?
As far as my business, like, or
like your inner growth, your inner work.
My inner work. Definitely trying to find the perfect blend for me between my femininity and masculinity. Also constantly working towards happiness. And when I say like working towards it, that doesn't mean that I'm not happy right now. But as you evolve as a person, happiness is going to mean different things. So definitely finding what my calling is as far as what's going to make me the most happy. Is that going to be being a digital nomad? Is that going to be living in one location? Is that going to be having an animal sanctuary, which has always been one of my dreams? So, you know, finding the thing and the things that are going to lead to long-term fulfillment and happiness.
What an amazing thing. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of research on like joy and how writing a book about joy right now, and you know, realizing that happiness is, you know, pretty much like that string together all of these moments of joy, and your joy changes, you know what I mean? Like what you mm-hmm. want, what brings you joy in this moment, what's bringing you joy in that moment. And so it's never, you know, happiness is never going to be one solid thing. It's going to be how many, you know, were you able to string together multiple moments of joy, many, many moments of joy over longer and longer periods of time.
So I'm absolutely. And I mean, it's all part of your evolution.
Yeah, 100%. So I know along my journey, I had a lot of support. Can you talk about people who were supports on your journey? Like who was the biggest supports to you, and in what way did they support you that was so impactful?
I would have to say the first person that comes to my mind is, when I moved to Los Angeles, the first thing that I did was find a yoga studio. After doing it like practically daily in the yoga teacher training, I was like, I'm gonna lose myself if I'm not doing yoga. And I remember the first class that I walked into at the studio in Westwood, I just really vibed with the teacher. And I talked to her about my yoga teacher training experience. And to be honest, when I was in yoga teacher training, it was not the best experience. I had a very like hostile teacher who was very good at doing the moves, but as far as the spirituality part of it, she definitely lacked that. And it was obviously because she was hurting. But I talked to this yoga teacher at the end of class, and I ended up going to her class multiple times a week, and seeing her every day or every time I did yoga do her thing, and how she truly connected with people, and how she was such a heart-centered person, it made me want to model her. And still to this day, she is one of my biggest role models. So honestly, she's probably the only person that comes to mind.
That's awesome. That's
and
so influential.
Oh, go ahead. What'd you say?
That's pretty influential to be the one person that comes to mind. Like that's a big impact.
Mm-hmm. And what I want to remind people, you know, as I say that, is so much of it wasn't necessarily stuff that she did for me. It was the way that she lived her life and through my observations of her. And so many people think that you need to have somebody who you like specifically talk to on a regular basis, or, you know, somebody that you share your problems with, but it doesn't have to be that. It can be somebody that you've never even met before, and just modeling after them and watching them lead by example can have a profound impact on you.
Gosh, that is so fucking true. Like, you know, in my realm, you know, I live in a small country town called Shepherdsville, Kentucky. And in Shepherdsville, Kentucky, like there's nobody doing the things that I had on my heart that mm-hmm. I do with my life, like nobody. So it was, I felt very supportless in my journeys of spiritual awakening, of spiritual growth, of, you know, business, of career. I felt really lost, and I turned to YouTube, I turned to social media, and I found these people that were out there in the world at somewhere, like doing the things that I wanted to do. And them being a role model, like was a support to me. So I love that you mentioned that, because that's why I do what I do, is because I wanted to be like those people. I knew that I wanted to be able to impact people, you know, in the same ways that they did, by being on YouTube, by being on social media in those moments at 3 a.m. sitting in your bed, like feeling lost and alone. So mm-hmm. so beautiful, the way that you speak of her and the way that you speak of, you know, what support means to you. Do you have any favorite quotes or sayings or mantras, things like that you repeat to yourself when things are hard?
Yes. The one, oh, it's so funny. I keep saying the one thing that comes to mind. I don't know that this is going to resonate with everyone, but I had an Instagram account before the one that I have now that I wrote, what's it called? My biography I wrote a quote in my biography if it came to me. And I don't even know how it came to me. Things come to me randomly all the time. But it said, I'm not fearless. I'm just unbreakable. And I think that that is so true. Because when I was 18, I moved to Chicago. I wanted to live in a big city. And then right after graduating, I moved to Los Angeles. And I've moved all over the map. And so many people consider that scary. I mean, I even have like people who are, you know, adults way older than my age say, like, you're so brave. I can't believe that you just like packed up two suitcases and moved. And like, why did you have to move to a big city? Like, aren't you scared? And the truth is, I was scared, but I do it scared. And it's because I'm unbreakable. And the reason that I said, I don't know that everybody would resonate with that is because some people don't like the unbreakable part, you know, because it kind of, I don't know, maybe in some sense spins to the negative, but I find it very empowering.
I find it very empowering too. I love it. And I believe that, that no matter how far gone you feel like you are, how messed up you think that you are, how, you know, scared, how whatever, like, you can always come back from anything, right? And you can, mm-hmm. and you can always get better. So
go ahead. I think the audio is a little wonky. So the other thing that I wanted to remind people about as they listen to this is, you know, kind of like you're speaking about right now, is that, yes, you can come back from anything, absolutely, anytime. And on your best day and your worst day, you are still the same you. So it's like you can have all these accomplishments and then, you know, for a period of 6 months come crashing down or lose motivation or, you know, be really depressed or do things that you wouldn't have normally done, you know, at a different phase in your life. But there were also times where you did things that were powerful, where you impacted people, where you were following your dreams. And that is the same you that you were in any moment that you consider your worst. So that's what you have to think about, is that on your best day and your worst day, you're still the same you.
I needed to hear that today. Thank you so
much. Oh,
my goodness, that's beautiful. Okay, so if you had to give one piece of advice to somebody who is going through the exact same situations that you have overcome,
mm-hmm.
you could only tell them one little thing.
One little thing. Okay, let me breathe through this really quick.
Okay.
I would tell them, never defy your soul. Always listen to your soul. Anything that your soul is telling you, that is the crystal pathway that you need to follow.
Beautiful. So where are you going from here? What is next for Carissa on her journey?
I want to influence people on a bigger scale. So I would love to speak at conferences. I definitely want to grow my podcast. And I'm just going to continue to share the message of happiness and how possible it actually is. Even when you're at the lowest of your low, that you can rise up.
Yes, ma'am. I 100% agree. Now, if somebody wanted you to come, like, be their mentor, they wanted to work with you, they wanted some guidance on how to be happier in their life, where can they find you and how can they work with you? Or how do
all of so you would message me on Instagram. That is where I'm the most active, but across all platforms, I'm Untamable Self. And untamable is actually a word that is commonly misspelled. There is no E. So it's Untamable Self. So yeah, that on TikTok, that on Instagram, I'm that on Twitter, but I don't use Twitter. I just use it for Instagram graphics, but, Clubhouse. That's the other one, Clubhouse. So you can find me there, or you can find me under that handle on any platform, and message me, reach out. I do have a program coming up, And it is going to be about happiness. It's going to be about doing things in a way that works for you and really being able to, you know, take anything and apply it to your own life to make it work for you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for being here. And everybody,
thank you.
Go check her out. Follow Carissa on all of her things. And I'll put all the stuff in the show notes. That way you can easily just go and grab those links and find her on all the social media.
Thank you.
Any final words?
May something extraordinary happen for you today.
Fuck yeah.
This podcast is brought to you by I Am Raquel Academy. I Am Raquel Academy is my own coaching school. Isn't that amazing? I Am Raquel Academy is education designed for ultimate transformation. It's an online coaching academy where you can heal in your own time at your own pace. You can navigate your journey in the way that feels best for you, in the comfort of your own home. Choose only the content that you feel you need that fits your budget. Gain a lifetime access to the content and any updates. Forever. It's self-help that never felt so fabulous and free. So you can go to www.iamraquel.com, scroll down to I Am Raquel Academy, and click Learn More. And when you purchase I Am Raquel Academy courses, you support this podcast and you enable me to be able to continue to create free, helpful content for people all over the world, which I am eternally grateful anytime somebody purchases a course for me, because it makes it possible for me to do stuff like this, which is to just give generously, and I love it. It's just nothing could be better than that. Okay, love you guys. Bye. So thank you so much for being here and listening to my podcast. I just want to say that I'm really grateful and honored to be guiding you along your journey from rock bottom to badass. And if you want to see more about me and my work with my company, I Am Raquel, then you could check out www.iamraquel.com. And you can see all of the stuff about my book, my blog. You can reach my I Am Raquel Academy from there. All of the stuff. And you can follow me at I Am Raquel. That's at IAMROCKL on all the socials.